Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. We need your help for this year's Tucson's Reader's Choice Awards. Voting starts tomorrow. All you need to do is text 615 to the number 520-412-8683. All this information will be on our Facebook page posted later this afternoon. Don't text them today. You'll get an error message. Voting starts tomorrow and runs through August 1st.
Very good. Reader's Choice. Arizona Daily Star. Down in Tucson.
And you can read our question and answer column in the Daily Star on Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Let's bring Stan into the conversation. Let's talk about finishing concrete. Are we pouring new concrete or are we doing decorative concrete on top of an existing
slab? Good morning. I have a 30-year-old house. And it had a couple of small patios on the back that the builder poured. And then the first homeowner filled in those and extended it quite a bit. So I have about 500 square feet of concrete that he poured himself, and he broom finished it. And while the concrete's nice and flat and he did a good job of forming it, the surface is, I think they worked a little too soon. It's a little too porous in spots and just doesn't look very good. And my question was, I've seen on YouTube people putting on a very thin layer of a cement product that to resurface, and I wondered what the longevity of that would be versus overlaying it with some kind of an exterior grade tile.
Well, let me ask you this. When it's all done, do you want it exposed, or are you going to cover it with something?
If I could have a nice-looking, troweled concrete surface, that would be fine because I like the lighter gray color and the ease of cleaning. But if it's not going to hold up or if it's going to flake off, and I don't want to have to demo all this concrete to pour new concrete. So if I could get a workable cement surface, that would be fine. And if that's not going to hold up, then I'm looking more like it putting something on top of it to cover it up.
Well, Stan, if you've listened to this program, I'm a huge fan of decorative concrete. When I built my home, it was 100% acid stained. Each room was different. I saw cut patterns, looked like huge stones that were set in place. I got an Arizona Cattleman's Brand book that a friend of mine had that was 100 years old and took these old registered cattle brands and flat-tooed them into the concrete. So when you're in the living room and kitchen, you'd see all these historic brands from Arizona that were and set in the floor. My bathroom and master bedroom was a checkered pattern. The concrete slabs on the patio, they were dyed concrete and stamped to look like real wood. A huge fan of decorative finished concrete. And I'm going to tell you not to do it. It's going to be so slick, and it's going to be outside. Every time you hose it off, it's going to be a huge trip hazard. That 30-year-old concrete, there is some great polymer products that will bond a new thin set on top of it. But you're going to be much happier, and it's going to last a lot longer if you go get Belgard's pavers that are made for patios that are only like a quarter inch thick and set those on top. You are going to be much, much happier. Now, here's what you can do. You said you're in the Northwest Valley, so the closest Marvell masonry store to you is going to be about Thunderbird and 67th Avenue. They have both the Belgard pavers and they have concrete decorative finished products. Go look at both, and if you look at that and then you decide you still want to go decorative concrete, well, then go that route. But go look at both of those first. Call us back. Let us know which route you take, the Belgard patio pavers, or you still want to do a decorative concrete, and we'll take you to step two on that. But I really think you're going to look at that and see that for a patio outdoor surface exposed to the elements, those pavers are going to be your better choice in that scenario. Do you agree?
That overlay can really get slippery. But with all that said, and the project you tackled was inside, but your first home on Villa Teresa, you went through and removed all the floor covering, got down to raw concrete, and then you overpoured that eighth inch,
mm-hmm.
and that was a good-looking floor.
Yeah, but it was inside.
Yeah, it was inside. But that was a cool job. I had never even experimented with that. And when you pulled it off, I thought, God bless him.
I had to do it.
You notice I didn't volunteer to come over and help.
That would be another DIY disaster, I guess you could say, at first, because I went through and I did the first, but I had my mix wrong, and there was too much polymer, and it was sticky, and it never finished. So I had to go back, buy another round of material, and do another trowel set over the top of that, and the second one worked. So it took two applications to get that floor down because I had my polymer thin set ratio off. But, you know, tricky. Live and learn. That's how I learn, hands on.
On your knees.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can also text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you'd like to join the conversation.
I want to cover what we've been covering the last few weeks, the 10 most popular things we find wrong with homes during a home inspection. We've covered a few of them each week. We're going to cover a few more of them in this next segment.
We also have our weekly to-do, and a texter wants to know, what's the best way to anchor a shed? What do you think happened at his property recently?